You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Herron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I am excited about today's podcast. This is part two of what we discussed last week about our money mindset. Wow, I'm going to tell you, this is such a rich topic. Not to have a play on words, but there is so much entailed in our money mindset, and we are just getting to the tip of the iceberg, really. There's so much underneath that we really need to dive into. But on today's podcast, we're really going to talk about how we can transmute the energy of scarcity and lack, reduce the energy of that fear of poverty. So if you haven't listened to episode 159, I would highly encourage you to go back, take some time and listen to that episode and continue on with episode 160 as we dive into really how to change the energetics around money. Just a little recap from last week. We really talked about how there is energy around money, and that energy is scarcity, it's lack, it's worry, and those things can actually prevent you from receiving the wealth, the money, the income that you are truly desiring, the hard work that you are doing. If we're holding on to a lack mentality, a fear mentality, then we will have a difficult time receiving what we desire. Remember, the number one fear in most of us is the fear of criticism, which means we go into that people-pleasing. We don't stand out in our authentic self. We keep ourselves small, and we keep ourselves from really going for the goals that we want. So basically, we have put our power into the laps of other people, into the hands of other people. I laugh about that, but seriously, guys, it happens so much. And we don't live up to our fullest potential because of the fear of criticism. My goal in life is to help you get rid of that fear of criticism so that you can stand in your truth and really live the life that you are created to live, impact the lives that you are here to impact, and have a full, abundant life. Number one fear, fear of criticism. Number two fear is fear of poverty, fear of poverty. So we're going into part two of that fear of poverty, and you may not even recognize that you have it. So I'm going to dive into what that really looks like, what it looks like to have that fear of poverty. And most of us have money stories around the lack of money or the fear of money, regardless of how much money is actually in the bank. And it shows up as fear and worry. It shows up as constantly thinking about we don't have enough or we will have enough when. And it causes us to constrict, resist. So I want you to remember those words. In order to receive, we have to be living in a state of abundance for right here, right now. And that's one of the hardest processes that I've had to learn, is that our power is in now. Our power is in right here at this moment, because right here in this moment of life is when we are creating. We aren't creating in the future. We are creating right here, right now. And that goes for our fears, that goes for our thoughts, that goes for our abundance. Everything is created right now. I want you to think of your life, your business, as you are the artist, you are the architect, you are the creator. What is it that you are creating in your life at this very moment? Are you creating amazing music that people want to listen to? Think about that. just because you are not a musician doesn't mean that you are not creating music for the world. I am creating my music in my own unique way. The words that I use to really state my mission and the people that I help, that is my own version of music. Do I want that to be a beautiful orchestra, or do I want it to be scary sounds of fear and lack? We know those songs, right? We know those songs that really get us hyped up and motivated. We also know those songs that are low, depressing, and kind of scary. So which one do you want to create in this lifetime? So the power is in right here, right now. I want you to keep that in the forefront of your mind, because whenever you start to go into fear and lack around money, you have left the present moment and you've gone into the future, or you've gone into the past. Okay, so here's how it shows up. There's a fear that we're going to lose it. That's the fear of poverty. No matter where you are. And I remember, and I shared this last week as well, I remember looking at my bank account, which was an audacious number, and still being fearful that that would somehow go away. And it's the worry that we're never going to have enough. It's a fear to spend. So we save it all. And, you know, money is energy. So it doesn't do you any good just sitting in a savings account. The only way to really use the energetics behind money is to spend. And I'm not saying overspend. I'm not saying spend, spend, spend so you'll receive. Please don't misunderstand that. But sometimes we save it, we hoard that money, right? Because we're afraid. It's the fear behind it. It's not an abundant mindset. It's a scarcity mindset. Sometimes we have a fear to give because we think, I will give when I have more money. I will give when I have more money. Here's what I want you to understand is there are so many ways to give, and it's not just financially. And I want to challenge you to give financially. I want to challenge you to give where it's a little bit uncomfortable, because it's so much better to give than it is to receive. Now, the giving in the beginning is really hard, but I want to challenge you to give right now and not wait until there's a certain dollar amount in your checking account. Giving is part of the receivership. And sometimes we say to ourselves that I will give when I have a certain amount. And that is in scarcity mindset. And so we want to come back to an abundant mindset. I want to encourage you to give to where you feel a little uncomfortable and to give continually. Actually, put it on auto draft, because I'm telling you, you can't out give. Giving is what helps you receive. Now, that doesn't have to be the mentality behind it. We give because we want to extend what we have been given to others to help others. But get away from the mentality of I will give when. That's being in the future. That's not being in the present moment. And it's not an abundant mindset. Another way that causes us to really fear around the fear around money is comparison. We compare what other people have based on what we have, and we see ourselves as lacking something. This is so unfair, because as you are growing and building a business, I want you to know you can't see what's underneath the roots that are being formed. We can't see that. And it's very unfair to you to look at what somebody else has, because they're probably in a different state of the receivership. They have probably built their roots, and now the tree is starting to sprout and you can see the branches. You may still be underground. You still may have, you know, lots of work to do. You cannot base your results based on somebody else's results. It's totally unfair. You're in two different places. The amount of work that you have to do on yourself, your limiting beliefs, etc., is different than theirs. And so just continue to do the work and trust the process, okay? Comparison is a thief. I'm just going to tell you that it's a thief. I want you to get to a place where, and this is going to be an exercise that I really want you to think about when it comes to money mindset. And it's a powerful, powerful exercise. So if you can take one thing from today's podcast, this is the one that I want you to take away. This absolutely changed my life. When Mark and I went through this really tough time in the last year, we literally had to walk ourselves through this process. And the process is, can we survive the thing that we fear the most? And that it was wrapped around money. Can we survive the thing that we fear the most? In our imagination, we literally had to walk through this process of what would it look like to lose everything? What would that look like? Can you survive the thing you fear the most? Imagine it. Write it out. What would that look like? Here is the conclusion that we came to. First of all, I want you to know that there's no way that Mark and I would ever be homeless. There is absolutely no way. How do I know that? Because history tells me I was out on my own at age 18. I was paying my car payment, my apartment. I bought the furniture in my house, and I was paying for my college. There is absolutely no way we would ever be homeless. So I checked that off the list. I knew we could survive. Now, would it look like it does in our life today? No, it would not. But I have my family. I would have my friendships. I would have my God. And I know that I know that I know that I will build something back and even bigger. Can you survive the thing that you fear the most? So dive into that. What is it that you fear about money the most? What are you really afraid of? Get to know that. Really feel into that. And then walk yourself through the process. What would it look like? And is that really so bad? Do you think that you can survive that situation? Then you can move forward. I'm telling you, you can move forward. Let's go into the energetics of money. Let's talk about the energetics of money. So Einstein is actually one of my favorite people to talk about. This man was absolutely brilliant. And I can relate to him in so many ways because I think he was a little bit of a nerd. And I'm definitely a science nerd. But he states, from everything that he studied and experienced, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. So I want that to sit in with you for just a minute. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. So what does that mean about poverty, your fear of poverty? Fear is an emotion. Emotions are energy. So put it into this perspective. Fear cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. So that energy of fear, that is an energy. So it cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. Now, I will tell you in this example, we create fear. We do create fear. That is man-made. That is a man-made fear. But the energy behind it cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed. So changing from one form of energy to another is called transmutation. It's a natural law of the universe, the law of transmutation. And it's transmuting that energy to something at a higher frequency that's much more powerful. If you think of the energy of fear, it's very daunting. It's paralyzing. It's heavy. Now think of the energy of love and abundance, light and free, and it makes you happy, right? So emotions are energy. This was one of the first things that I learned when I really got into diving into my limiting beliefs and stories was I hired an emotional energy coach. And it absolutely changed the way that I think about energy. So there's two emotions that all other emotions come from. Abundance is one and fear is the other. So if you think of all the other emotions, anger, bitterness, resentment, happiness, joy, contentment, all of those emotions come from abundance and fear. So let's just make it really simple, okay? So we really want to be more in a state of abundance and less in a state of fear. Abundance, my friend, is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright. God created you for abundance. He did not create you in the spirit of fear. Fear is man-made. We created into existence because we lack faith and trust in our creator. We innately want to control the outcome. And this is based on our own fears. It's based on our own fears. that's a whole other podcast in itself, is talking about how we control the outcome. We are wanting to control the outcome. That comes from fear and stories from our childhood. We didn't have control. So now today we try and control everything. So fear is man-made, and it is because we don't trust. The lower levels of energy, fear, scarcity, lack, worry, cannot be destroyed. So what can we do to transmute it to higher frequency of abundance? I want you to remember that fear is contraction. It's resisting. So think about a pregnant woman who is having a contraction. What happens in the woman's body? The belly gets hard and smaller, and it's actually contracting and causing some discomfort. There's a resistance there, okay? Now, think about the opposite of contracting and resistance is receiving. So when you are contracted, it's almost like your arms go in and you're wrapped up into a tiny, tiny ball, like that baby is inside of the belly. When you're receiving, it's like you're opened up, your arms are out wide, and you're open to receive. We want to be in more of that state of abundance of receiving. How can we do this? What does that look like? I'm going to give you some tips on what you can do to transmute that energy of fear and resisting to receiving of abundance. So first of all, do the exercise that I said earlier, is to imagine the worst case scenario, okay? Imagine, do that first, and then know your money story. Know your money story. Where did your money story come from? And I want you to know that those thoughts of your money story that are fear-based, that really is a perception. And it was something that was learned by you. It's not your truth. It is not your truth, but you need to know what that story is. And so just write in your journal a little bit about, where did I learn my money story, and how is that affecting me today? That's a whole exercise that I do in my coaching program. Number two, exercise. Exercise does help move that fear. And it does bring some adrenaline into your body, which gives you some dopamine, and it makes you happy. So exercise, move the body, dance, do something. Whenever you're feeling fearful, just move that body around. Get on the trampoline, go outside, jump up and down, do jumping jacks, go for a walk. Number three, prayer and meditation. Obviously, that moves the energy from fear and abundance. Number four, practice gratitude. You know, this is really an amazing practice because it does so many things. It seems, and I talk about this all the time, but it does so many things and it seems so simple that people don't do it. And I'm going to go deeper into this because I want you to practice gratitude. Gratitude really is, it teaches us the coherence between the heart and the brain. I think it's called cognitive or neurocognition, something like that. Cardiocognition. Yes, that's it. And it helps you really make that heart and brain connection, because often we think so much through our brain and we need to be operating from a space of our heart. This balances your energy field and helps you connect to your intuition, God within you, calms the nervous system, and reduces stress in the body. So gratitude does so much, but it transmutes that energy, that practice of gratitude of what is right now. In the form of I am grateful for. I want you to ask yourself, am I open to receive? Do I trust? Do I trust? So many of us are focused on, what if it doesn't work when it comes to our business and the money that we want to create? What if it doesn't work? I want you to focus on what if it does. What if it does? Because if you focus on what if it does, the possibilities are actually endless. The possibilities are endless. And if you focus on what if it doesn't, there's constant questioning and indecisiveness. Can you feel me on that? Yes. So get out of that space of what if it doesn't work and be more in that space of what if it does. Allow your imagination to take you down that road. It's powerful. It's super powerful. And lastly, trick your subconscious mind. Why is everything always working out for me? Why is money flowing to me? Our subconscious mind believes everything that we tell it. So if you're saying out loud, why is everything always working out for me? Why is money flowing to me? Your subconscious mind is going to create what you're telling it and believe what you're telling it. So this is the process of transmuting that energy. And I want you to understand that this is really a practice. It's a practice. There's never a one and done. There never is a one and done. And you know why there's never a one and done? Because as you grow in your receivership, there's always that next level of receivership. And so you are in a constant evolution of yourself. We're in a constant evolution of transmuting that energy of fear into more abundance. So this becomes a practice and not a habit. I think in the self-development, personal growth, healing industry, I'm going to be really honest, there is this thinking thought message out there that at one point you're going to be healed and it's all, you know, rainbows and butterflies. And my friend, that's not true. It is just not true. We are here to experience all emotions, fear and abundance, anger and happiness. We are here for that. But I'm telling you, what you will learn is how to transmute that energy, how to process that emotion, and be more in a state of abundance and presence. That's what you're learning. You're not learning to be perfect. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen on this side of the earth. It doesn't. And so there's nothing wrong with you. That's what I want you to know, is there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are learning. You are growing. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Personal growth and development, the self-improvement industry, the healing industry, I think can make us feel like there's always something wrong with us. And I want to be the first to tell you, no, there's nothing wrong with you. And the reason why you're on this podcast is because you're growing, you're evolving, you're changing. And as this happens and you transmute the energy of fear and stay in more of an abundant place, you're going to teach others to do the same. And that's the beauty of this work. So transmute the energy, get rid of the fear of poverty, just allow money to be exactly what it is, an energy exchange of the value that you add, and trust the process. Know that you are created for abundance. That is your birthright. Fear is man-made, and you can transmute the fear into a higher frequency of happiness, abundance, and joy. So I also want you to know that doing this work takes a certain level of courage. It takes a certain level of courage and confidence. And I will tell you that until you have the confidence to really trust that what you're doing right now is possible, what if it does work? It's going to take you having a step of courage. And as you take that step of courage into the endless possibilities, you will gain more confidence. You will gain more confidence. If you're looking for a way to develop that confidence and develop that courage and really look into yourself and your money story and transmute that to change it, to really dive in, join my program, Unveiling the Confidence Codes. It's open now, and the doors will close on this program, and the 4-month program will never again exist. It will never exist. It is evolving and changing. And so if this is something you're interested in, I've put the information in the show notes. Would love to have you be a part of this. We're diving in to really knowing you. Knowing you, that is the greatest gift you can give yourself, your family, and your future team, your future grandkids, is to really know who you are. It's everything, my friend, everything. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you, talking with you next week. Have an amazing week. And by the way, as you do these exercises, please reach out to me on Instagram. I would love to hear what your aha moments are through this podcast. So DM me on my Instagram. I'm always available to chat that way, and I love to hear how this has impacted your life. God bless you. Talk to you next week. I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. Number one, share it with your family and friends. And number two, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.